It's a top 30 flashback today, Virginia. And we're counting back to this date in 1994. We're now up to number 25. In the 1980s, this guy went by his real name, Michael James Murphy. In the 90s, he dropped the Murphy and went by just Michael James to avoid confusion with country artist Michael Martin Murphy. Well, today, he goes by his full name and is the executive pastor of Worship and Experience at Venture Christian Church in Los Gatos, which is just south of San Francisco by San Jose. Here is Love Will, number 25 on Streets of Gold.
Night closes in, and once again, you're faced with the ghost that haunts you. You don't reach out or cry for help, afraid no one will want to rescue you. You think no one will hear you, but love will, love will turn the world around just to get to where you are.
just as they dreamed it would work out somehow. Others get caught in yesterday's paper.
Gold and Al Denson, Reasons. That's the number 24 song on this date back in 1994. At number 23, a song which peaked at number 7 a few weeks prior, Eric Champion, Touch.
Friend, no one understands. this is Margaret Becker, and you're listening to Streets of Gold.
Some people talk about forever, like it's a time that never comes. Hey, but just like days we thought would last, time goes by so fast. Tomorrow's come and gone.
Our lives are treasure that we're given, and every hour is ours to spend. But every moment that we waste can never be replaced. It never comes again.
We get so caught up in the future that we don't take the time to live.
Streets of Gold with our highest debut song back on this date from 1994, Greg Long. Some vocal help there from Maggie B, Margaret Becker, How Long? Number 22 on its way up to number 2. Now we're up to the singer who, while she was in her teens, was opening concerts for Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder, B.B. King, and even years later opened up for Chaka Khan and the Captain and Tennille. And nope, just to set the record straight, I am not going to sing Love Will Keep Us Together. I want you to stay listening to the program, okay? This woman also battled with substance abuse, that is, until one night. Here, in her own words, is what happened to Helen Baylor.
It wasn't a couple of days later that I was watching Christian television. And Grandma tells me she was laying on her face during this time, and she had been fasting for 2 weeks and just calling on the name of Jesus. Save my granddaughter. I watched Christian TV one night, and it was as if God himself said, that's enough. And he rebuked the devil from me long enough for me to make an intelligent decision. I said, Jesus, I know you're real. If you'll just take all of this away from me, take all of the drugs, take them away. And I want you to know that instantly I was set free.
And now she's sold out for Jesus. Here is Helen Baylor on Streets of Gold.
Giving up on things, carnal things don't amount to nothing. Won't look back, my hands to the plow, and I'm running for the life of me. I can't figure it out no way. Why you wanna be half stepping? Why don't you wanna sell out? I'm sold out, yes I am.
That song makes me want to dance and raise my hands. Thank you, Jesus. Helen Baylor, Sold Out, the number 21 radio hit on this date back in 1994. My name is Larry Wayne. We are counting them down. 20 songs left to go on our way to number one.